We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
Who might we have coming up next on the Wolfman Telephone?
David Lightman, national political correspondent, veteran congressional reporter, bon vivant, man around Washington for the McGlatchy newspapers.
So.
David, good morning. How are you?
I only around Washington in my snow
boots. That's fine.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, you're getting bad weather there, huh?
God.
Oh, my God.
I feel like I'm in Connecticut.
Yeah. So well, in addition to the shutdown, you've got snow.
Yeah.
The plows aren't shut down, though, are they?
Pardon?
The plows aren't shut down, are they?
No, thank goodness they're not.
Oh,
although, let's see, Monday, I guess, what was left of the federal government did shut down officially because of the snow.
All right.
So the William Barr hearings go on yesterday, and I said this earlier, David, whether you agree or not, I'd be interested in hearing. It's a waste of time to televise these things because they're all the same. They're so partisan. The Republicans have one agenda. The Democrats have another.
Well, I wouldn't say it's a waste of time. Transparency is never a waste of time.
No, but
the question is who's watching it.
Right.
Yeah, look, we covered it. We covered it gavel to gavel. Our take, because we write for a South Carolina paper, was watching Lindsey Graham, who offers an opening statement saying he wants to work with Democrats, he wants to be a good guy,
yeah.
And then 10 minutes later questions Barr, and, you know, basically, what's wrong with the FBI? So
well,
there's
a
lot of subplots there that are fascinating.
But I think what Joe's getting to is this, is if you look at the panel, all right, the people who are doing the questions,
right.
You've got two, three, maybe Klobuchar. You have like three or four people that are seeking to, the you know, to run for president.
Right.
So there's a lot of that going on that, with an eye to that, correct?
Yeah, I guess this is probably my Washington jadedness. I mean, these things have always been theater as much as
right.
Fact-finding. I mean, go way back to, my God, to the 80s when Joe Biden was the chairman. Remember that?
Yeah, right,
he would have a half an hour to ask questions. He never got a question in because he was too busy making his opening statement.
A lot of that
people
going
say,
on.
Gee, that's yeah. His acceptance speech for when he becomes president. So it's, yeah, look, like so much else that goes on in this town, it just makes people cynical about
yeah.
The whole process. You know, why aren't they fact-finding?
Have you noticed a change? You know, and you're a native of Washington. You've been covering politics there or here for all your life. And the whole point is, you know, ever since C-SPAN started picking up broadcasts of the House and of the Senate, you know, you do see a lot of that play into the cameras. I think you really do.
Yeah. Here's a real Washington answer, but it's true. You see it both ways. I was here before and after C-SPAN. They play to the cameras, no question about it. But you also don't have, how can I put this, a lot of the backroom deals, a lot of the strange things that went on don't
right.
go on anymore because
yeah.
There is transparency. That's why your question is a tough one. I mean, yeah, it's predictable what went on yesterday. But on the other hand, I'd rather have the sunlight than not because I was in an era when it was not. And there wasn't a whole lot you can do.
That's true.
It wasn't on TV, and the public didn't know how the sausage was made. So
maybe we're better off not knowing. Yeah. But okay.
Hey, what's the difference between Chuck Grassley as the head of the committee and Lindsey Graham? Anything?
You know, we're watching that. So far, I think, go back to what I said a minute ago. Graham, on the one hand, has this sort of double-edged reputation. He works with Democrats. I mean, he worked with them on an immigration compromise. He tried to mediate the shutdown thing last week. But then on the other hand, as you see, he's this bulldog for Trump.
Right.
He's got
yeah.
Trump's ear. We just don't know which Lindsey Graham is going to emerge. And yesterday we thought we'd get clues, and
yeah,
instead
well.
We saw both Lindsey Grahams.
Surprise.
There's a quote. I can't remember the exact quote, but there's a quote yesterday saying, like, you know, don't expect me to – I'm – not always the immigration Lindsey Graham
right.
or something.
Right. So. Hey, go. I wanted to ask a question. You know, we found out Joe and I were talking to somebody, when was it, earlier this week, and they're about 1,500, I think, government employees in Connecticut that are basically furloughed, laid off, whatever you want to call it. Is it more, are there more of them in Washington? Like, how many people there are basically going without paychecks or whatever it may be? Is it felt more there?
Oh, of course.
But yeah, okay.
I mean, you know, the ripple economy, not just the contractors who aren't getting paid
right.
and will not get paid. There's no back pay for them.
Right.
But think of the ripple effect on business. All the restaurants and dry cleaners and on, ridership is down on the subways and the buses. I mean, the effect on the economy here is just staggering. And
well, and it doesn't look like it's going to end anytime soon, does it, David?
Sure doesn't.
No, it doesn't. And, you know, one thing we're watching, Congress is supposed to leave tomorrow afternoon. Now, originally, they were supposed to be gone for 10 days for King's birthday.
Yeah.
Yeah, just like we all get our 10-day break. Yeah.
No,
anyway,
don't. That's a sore subject on this show.
About, yeah, simply taking a 5-day weekend. So,
well, all right.
I don't know how people come back to Connecticut or elsewhere and explain why they're taking a long weekend. Instead of trying to work something out.
Absolutely.
What about that thing over the weekend in Puerto Rico where you had Bob Menendez and others going down to do a fact-finding tour to see how the how the repairs were doing and how the recovery effort is going. And yet at the same time they're seeing Hamilton in a rare performance.
Right.
I mean, come
Explain
on, boys,
that.
Girls.
You got to be smarter than that.
Well, you know, we've written this long weekend story now two or three times because if they take a long weekend this week, this will be the fifth one since the shutdown began. And very few seem to feel any, sort of shrug. And, well, we're talking to constituents. We need to go back home. Well, boy, I'd like to hear
well,
what constituents say.
There were some who actually said, look, I'm not going to get paid. If you guys don't get paid, I'm not going to get paid. Now, some of these guys are millionaires, so it's not going to matter anyway. But nevertheless, you know, at least they're making the gesture.
Yeah, and in fairness, a lot of them say, look, I'm happy to stay in Washington. But I'm not going to stay in an empty corridor doing nothing. So, yeah, there are those. I mean, a lot of Democrats, a lot of Republicans would be happy to hang around and negotiate this thing, but they're not.
Yeah, we'll see. David, thanks for the insight. Get out the snow boots and the and the snowmobile so you can get around there. So.
Yeah, no problem.
All right.
There are no reports of cannibalism yet, are there?
No,
we don't have the Donner Party going here.
I'll give you the scoop if I see anything.
Well, you'll read about it first at McClatchy, D.C. Hey, David,
thanks
for being on.
Thank you.
Pleasure. Thanks, guys.
All right, good talking to you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.